This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for development projects worth over 1,05,000 crore rupees in Rajasthan, marking a major push to infrastructure, energy, transport and employment generation in the state. Addressing the program, Prime Minister Modi said the conflict in West Asia had triggered the biggest energy crisis of the 21st century. But India successfully overcame the challenge through timely decisions, effective diplomacy and prudent management of national resources.
हमने संकट शुरू होते ही रिफाइनरीज के सामर्थ्य पर फोकस किया. औद्योगिक काम के लिए जो गैस बनती थी उसकी जगह रिफाइनरीज को रसोई गैस एलपीजी बनाने के लिए कहा गया और 7 दिनों के भीतर भीतर एलपीजी के उत्पादन में बढ़ोतरी हुई. पहले जो 35,000 मैट्रिक टन एलपीजी का उत्पादन देश में होता था, संकट के दौरान वो 54,000 मैट्रिक टन बढ़ गया.
Highlighting other development initiatives launched during the visit, Mr. Modi said the newly inaugurated terminal building at Jodhpur Airport would strengthen tourism, trade and employment in the Marwar region.
आज राजस्थान में विकास के कई और भी कीर्तिमान स्थापित हो रहे हैं. आज ही जोधपुर में नए एयरपोर्ट टर्मिनल का उद्घाटन किया गया है और मैं सोशल मीडिया में देख रहा था कि नए टर्मिनल का आर्किटेक्चर, इंटीरियर ये सोशल मीडिया में छाया हुआ है. चारों तरफ राजस्थानी राजस्थान दिख रहा है. साथियों, ये मारवाड़ में पर्यटन, व्यापार और रोजगार को नई गति देगा.
Prime Minister Modi today highlighted the government's efforts to strengthen consumer justice through digital reforms. Sharing an article written by Union Minister Prahlad Joshi, Mr. Modi said that following extensive consultations with stakeholders, e-Jagriti has been refined, making consumer justice one of the key sectors undergoing structural digital transformation. In an article on the e-Jagriti platform, Mr. Joshi said it is a transformative initiative aimed at modernizing India's consumer justice system by digitizing the entire life cycle of a consumer complaint. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today informed that President Draupadi Murmu has approved the proposal of the government to convene the monsoon session of Parliament from 20th of July to 13th of August. The session will focus on meaningful debate, discussion and decisions on issues of national importance. The Union Home Ministry has designated 23 individuals based in Pakistan as terrorists under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act. They were linked to Jaish-e-Mohammed, Lashkar-e-Tayyaba and other organizations. The ministry said the government is committed to dismantling every terror module to safeguard the country and its citizens. The amendment in the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act has strengthened India's anti-terror legal framework by expanding the powers of the central government and investigative agencies. The amendment has empowered the central government to designate individuals, not merely organizations, as terrorists under the Act. The government has issued notice to Telegram over widespread piracy reports. According to the official sources, the government has directed Telegram to take immediate measures against pirated films and over-the-top OTT content. Sources further said that the platform has been asked to submit the action taken report in 15 days. The move aims to protect India's creator economy, film industry, broadcasters, OTT platforms, producers and distributors. In men's cricket, the second T20 international between India and England will be played in Manchester today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Indian time. The opening game of the 5-match series was abandoned due to rain at Chesterley Street. The third match will be played in Nottingham on 7th of July. Bristol and Southampton will host the final 2 matches of the T20I series. Following this, India will take on England in a 3-match ODI series. The India Meteorological Department has said that conditions are favourable for further advance of southwest monsoon into some more parts of Gujarat, remaining parts of Haryana, Punjab and Rajasthan during the next 4 days. Meanwhile, the national capital witnessed light rain today, bringing relief to people from the prevailing heat and humid conditions. And that is the end of this news bulletin.